AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces intercepted Iranian attacks on three U.S. Navy ships as they transited the Strait of Hormuz today, and U.S. Central Command says they then targeted Iranian military facilities responsible. It says no ships were hit and the U.S. is not seeking to escalate. In a social media post, President Trump says the U.S. will, quote, knock them out a lot harder and a lot more violently if Iran doesn't sign a deal fast. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Pope Leo at the Vatican on a fence-mending trip after President Trump's criticism of the pontiff.
Mr. Secretary,
it's good to see you.
Good morning.
Rubio spent about 2.5 hours with the Pope and the Holy See's top diplomat, with the Vatican saying they discussed the need to work tirelessly for peace. President Trump has blasted the Pope's opposition to the Iran war, falsely claiming Leo says it's okay for Tehran to have a nuclear weapon.
And I say they cannot.
Rubio aimed to highlight strong relations with the Vatican, giving the Pope a small crystal football paperweight, while noting Leo's a baseball guy.
What to get someone who has everything?
The Pope responded with a pen apparently made of olive wood.
Olive being, of course, plant of peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials in several countries are trying to track some 30 passengers who disembarked from that hantavirus-stricken cruise ship after the first fatality. Tennessee's enacted a new map for its U.S. House seats, carving up a majority black district in Memphis. It gives Republicans a chance to win all 9 of the state's congressional seats in November's midterms. And in Ohio, jurors convicted a former sheriff's deputy of reckless homicide in the shooting of a black man who was carrying sandwiches into his grandmother's home. The judge declared a mistrial on a murder charge after jurors couldn't agree on that count. This is AP News. It Donahue has the story of a kitten that survived a Mississippi tornado.
Storm chaser Ashton Lemley was picking through a trailer park damaged by a tornado.
I could hear a kitten meowing, and I had no clue where it was coming from, so I had to search for a while, and then I finally found it in the wall of a collapsed trailer house.
At one point, Lemley thought the kitten was dead. He kept looking.
It's okay. Come here. It's okay. It's okay.
It didn't appear to be injured. Lemley handed off the kitten to a volunteer disaster response group. It's not going home with him.
I'm actually allergic to cats, which is kind of funny.
But this little one will find a home.
Especially since it's the circumstances around it. They're already trying to name it Tornado.
Lemley says it's very heartbreaking to see any type of animal or human go through something like that. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.